Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News Mailbag episode. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is where we play your voicemails and read your reviews, if we have any, although I don't know if we do. There's one woman who felt betrayed by us.
Oh, yes, we've betrayed someone.
We betrayed someone.
So sorry.
By having a Patreon.
And that she's upset that we... read ads.
Yeah, that we have ads and have a Patreon and ask people to join the Patreon. So I hope she's doing okay. I hope you're doing okay. Should we get into voicemails?
We absolutely should.
I think we have a ton, guys.
Oh my God, it's happening. Hello. Hi.
My name is Samantha
from Oshawa.
Oshawa?
Long-time lurker, first-time caller.
Oshawa
is a city outside of Toronto.
Wisconsin.
They're from Toronto.
It sounds like Ottawa.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it real. I'm from Oshawa.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know, the universe has been telling me I should call in, and let me tell you why. So, number one, my car recently got to 420.69 kilometers.
Yes.
So
kilometers.
Interesting.
Exotic.
I sent a picture to the Web Crawlers Instagram DM.
Oh my God, that's really funny.
And I was like, oh my God, starstruck. Okay, reason number two. Recently, I was watching The Curse with, what's his name, Nathan Fielder and Emma Stone.
Love it.
And Nathan Fielder's character's name is Asher Siegel.
Yes. I know, isn't that weird?
Okay, enough. I get it. I gotta call my girls at Web Crawlers.
Gotta call the gals.
Yeah, like I said, longtime listener. I feel like it was before the Pandy I even started listening.
Ooh, wow. The
so
Pandy.
Many different eras, you know, Pandy. Producer Maria... synchronicities, emphasis on the wrong syllable, people's driving tests. It's been a wild ride, and I've loved it.
We really
have bounced
around a lot.
What else? Oh, okay, major T. So I'm going through IVF right now.
Ooh,
and
ooh.
All the while, I'm like doing these needles, getting all bruised. I'm like, you know what? If Melissa Stetson can do this... I can do it too.
Anyone can.
What I've come to learn is that Melissa Stetton's a badass. Like, that's just not easy. So,
yeah, it's fucking
respect. I'm doing my embryo transfer next month, which is really wild to think about. So, staying positive, hoping for the best, and hopefully, I can call you back with an update with good news.
That's exciting.
But yeah, you know, I'm got a cold right now, so I'm feeling a little bit loopy. So why not call in? feel like I had something else to say. Oh, I actually do listen to or watch 90 Day Fiancé. And wow. Every time I watch 90 Day Fiancé, my husband's like, dude, what the fuck? This show's so dumb. And then listen to the recrap, and he'd be like, what the fuck? Why is this?
What the fuck? It's so dumb.
All these people again. So it's that's funny. Really he's funny. Low-key invested in both because like, he'll like ask questions every so often. So like, you know, he's interested, yeah, but he's into he'll it. Never admit it. He calls you the Dip and Dots ladies. That's another era.
Dip and Dots.
Yeah, love you guys. I'm going to see if maybe my husband can call in and air his grievances.
Uh-oh. There's a part two. The Dip and Dots ladies.
I forgot we went through a Dip and Dots phase.
First call and a two-parter. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Samantha calling from Oshawa again. I was just saying how my husband calls you the Dip and Dots lady. Mm-hmm. And that's just how he refers to you. Yeah, I just wanted to close off the voicemail by saying thank you for being amazing. Love the pod and keep on crawling. I feel like I had something else to say. I didn't write anything down. I'm just going off the dome. So,
off the dome.
All I got to say so far. I think if I have an aha moment, I'll call you back. But yeah, keep crawling. Love the pod and stay blessed.
Bless up.
Stay blessed, boyo yoing. Damn. Well, good luck on your IVF.
Yeah,
stabbing yourself with needles.
Applaud people who go through that. It's crazy.
Once you do, I feel like once you do the first needle, you're like, oh, okay.
Oof, I cannot imagine.
I know. The first time I had to do it, like I cried. I was like, I can't do it. I don't want to do it. It's going to hurt. I hate it. And then I did it. And I was like, oh, I didn't feel it. It didn't hurt at all. It hurts. Not at all. Okay, next message.
Yo, what's up?
Yo.
Sorry, this is Jorin.
Hello.
Happy holidays to you guys. I'm calling about Fargo, Ellie.
That's oh, yeah.
You're watching the new season. I think it's really good, too. I didn't watch the fourth season, but I've watched the others. So here's a quick rundown. The first one is good, and it is more of a direct not copy, but it definitely borrows a lot from the movie Fargo.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
All sort of done in the same vein in terms of the amount of comic tone versus brutal killing and stuff.
Right.
The second season I would say is the best.
Oh.
And that takes place, I think, in the 70s. And,
I didn't know they changed eras.
I'm not going into details. There's no need to. But I think the second season is the best.
Interesting.
The third season is very good, too, but it's also weird. It's got the most sort of not... where there are some scenes that happen or some ideas presented that do not make a ton of logical sense, and it's more about sort of storytelling, I guess.
Okay.
The fourth season, I'm going to go back and watch because I do like all the other seasons, but it's set in Kansas City, like in the 30s or 40s, and it kind of ties back to the second season, but... I stopped watching it because I wanted it to be in Fargo. I wanted, or you know, at least up north somewhere. So, but that one has Chris Rock, I think, starring as old timey gangster. I'm sure it's good. I just haven't watched it.
I didn't know that.
So I guess what I'm saying is they're all good. But I would recommend, like Melissa, if you're going to watch it, maybe jump in at the second season, and then you can go back and watch the first.
Okay.
Or
what
do what you want
in
your life.
Interesting.
That's all. Okay. Bye.
Interesting.
I haven't watched the last few episodes. I need to pick back up on it.
And you're watching what season?
Whatever's on now, but I don't even know what season that is. I had no idea there were so many seasons.
Oh, maybe you're on season
5?
Because he said he was going to go back and rewatch season 4.
Yeah, I'm on season 5, I guess, yeah.
Oh.
But that's the only one I've watched. I just started this one because my boyfriend was like, they're not intertwined. Like, you can watch them independently.
Well, I might go watch season 2 first.
Oh, this one says, why Fargo season 5 doesn't feel like Fargo anymore.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Maybe other people don't like it. I like it.
My first time calling since the number changed, and that was delightful. This is Daniel.
Wow.
Been a while. Just listening to the news episode today, and I don't even remember most of the categories that you guys talked about from the Pornhub map thing, but aside from the ones that were self-explanatory,
the porn map.
Double vaginal means, like, double vagina, I mean, means two phalluses in that same hole at the same time, which is apparently a thing.
Double vagina.
So I just wanted to clear that up so you guys knew. And yeah, enjoy that tidbit of information. I hope you're all doing well. Yeah. Take it easy. You know what? Take it sleazy.
Take it easy. Because we didn't know what double vagina meant.
When did we talk about that? I don't even remember.
Like a couple of weeks ago. It was the most searched porn topics.
Oh, okay. Got it. I couldn't figure out
when did we talk about a double vagina?
Yeah, I was so confused. Wait, so what did he say it meant?
He said it's two penises in a one vagina at the same time, right?
Oh, so it's double penetration.
That's what yeah.
Guys, we know that as double penetration.
Double
vagina. You don't say double vagina.
Double
vagina. I actually think that these are kids using Pornhub.
Yeah, right?
It says double vagina.
Double in vagina. Maybe there's an in.
Yeah, but missing. Still, though.
Yeah. Next message.
Quick question. What the fuck? The season of 90 Day Fiancé is like so many gaslighting, mean men. Women are also a little iffy at times, but oh my gosh. Oh! Okay, this is Harmony again. I don't even know if the last one went through. I still have so many thoughts, but I'm not caught up yet.
The end. So many gaslighting.
Does it start again tonight?
I think it does. I think, yeah, there's a new episode tonight.
Yeah, I think. Also, are the Golden Globes tonight?
Oh, are they?
I saw someone say that and I was like, what?
Golden Globes are tonight? It seems a little too early for that, right?
Someone was like, the Golden Globes and then the Emmys are next week. And it says Golden Globes, January 7th at 5 p.m.
Because I saw someone on Instagram post the Creative Arts Emmys and I was like, huh? You're there right now?
I know. I'm like, it's like these were all stalled for the strike and then they just plopped them out of nowhere, like, and didn't tell anyone.
When are the Golden Globes normally on?
I don't know, but they're in 3 hours on CBS.
What? Wait, what?
It's like someone hosting? Who's hosting? What even are the Golden Globes?
But it's for 2023 shows.
Yeah, they're not going to do the best shows of the last 6 days.
But when is it normally?
It must have been. The best of 2024. What do you guys like this week?
When is it normally on?
You get the giggles.
It's the 2024 Golden Globes. Wow, this year's gone by fast.
I don't know. When is the Golden Globes usually on?
Is that a Google search?
I don't know. Oh, it says December 21st.
January 10th, 2023. They're normally the first week of January?
I guess so.
Okay.
Hosted by comedian Joe Coy.
Oh,
I don't know who that is.
He's on, what is he on? He's on something.
This is This feels fake to me. I feel like we've entered an alternate universe. And I don't know this Golden Globes hosted by Joe Coy.
He was on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. He does like Netflix stand-up specials.
I don't know that I've ever seen a stand-up special.
I've heard his name, but I don't know.
That's crazy. He's hosting the Globes.
Yeah. Weird. He's on Chelsea Handler's show a bunch.
The last
he practices
Globes host.
Jiu-jitsu.
He got the job 2 weeks ago.
Oh, uh-oh. They couldn't find anyone to host it.
We were busy.
Wow.
Jesus. Weird. All right. Sorry. I went on a
and when are the tangent. Emmys?
Like next week or something. I saw this all on Twitter and I was beyond confused.
January 13th.
What?
This feels weird.
Do they know? Do the actors know?
I don't think
so. That's the place to be next week?
Hey, that's...
Anyway,
time for a voicemail.
Hi, web crawlers. It's Rachel the Widow.
Rachel.
I've been meaning to call about some stuff, but who knows what that is now. But listening to the latest Pneumonies, and you guys were talking about the Mr. Bucket commercial. I also have been singing that a lot lately, and I've been sharing that with some people because my dog Clyde, I'll call him Bubba a lot, and I recently started calling. Singing to him, Mr. Bubba, the ball popped out of my mouth, Mr. Bubba. And then buckets of fun. And then, yeah, I just thought it was funny that that's been going through my world as well. You guys were singing it on the pod. I think one of the other things I wanted to call in about for a while was I love that, Allie, you call it a recrap. For some reason, it reminds me of how my mom can't say Leonardo DiCaprio. She always says DiCaprio.
Totally.
It makes me laugh. I do listen to the episodes and I do not watch it. I like
crazy.
It because
crazy.
I can kind of know what's going on without having to actually spend the time
that is kind of
watching
nice,
so much.
Yeah.
Oh, don't eat that. That's a river.
Mr. Bubba.
Sorry,
Mr. Bubba. Put the wrapper in your mouth.
I'm sure there's other stuff I want to talk about, but those are the main things. Buckets of fun.
Buckets of fun.
Web crawlers. Put the pod in your ears, web crawlers.
Put the pod in your ears. Okay, next message.
Hi, Allie. Hi, Melissa. It's Angelica.
Hi.
I just wanted to first start off by saying that I realized how chaotic my voicemail sounded last week, and I apologize. I apologize for my hyperactive state of being.
No, you don't sound nuts.
Regarding that. But I wanted to call in today because, Melissa, you read Julia Fox's book.
Yes.
There's a podcast I'm listening to, and it's really fun, and they talk about her book, and actually bring her in for an interview, if you, I thought you might be interested in that. The podcast is called Celebrity Memoir Book Club.
Oh, I've heard of
and
this.
And I'm actually listening
I think that's
to
Yasser's
their
wife.
Episode on Jason Derulo's book, and it is so hilarious.
Jason Derulo?
Yeah, that's been, like, really fun to listen to.
Oh, I gotta listen.
Right now. And then I saw the Mario movie last night.
Mario movie?
Mario.
Did you guys see it? Did anyone see it? Do we have any thoughts?
I
was not a fan.
I saw the Mario movie.
Oh, you did?
It was just weird.
I hated it.
I don't know. I just was not vibing with it. Like, I was, like, stopping, pausing the movie and being like, why? Why?
It was
why?
Why did they do this? But I will say, it was very pretty. In the little world, and the water feature, all the water looks so good.
It did.
The water looks great. And Peach was like a badass girl. Like, I loved Peach's character, but like Mara and Luigi were kind of like, I don't know, I just, I was not a fan of the story regarding like what it was. But Peach was great, and the water looked amazing. That's all.
The water looked amazing.
That's so funny.
What'd you think of Mario? Well, the water looked
good. The water looks really good. I didn't watch it, but I heard the Ninja Turtles movie was great.
Oh, I did not see
it. That's by Seth Rogen. And I think our friend, Katie Delaney might have written
Really?
On it too. Yeah, I heard that that's really good, but I haven't watched that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We have five voicemails for left of the day. They're all from the same person. So we're going to, this is going to be about 15 minutes.
Yes.
And it is fan favorite. Becky!
Becky!
Hey, this is a message for the web callers. It's Becky from England.
Hello!
Hi, Ellie, Melissa, and Maria.
Is that a baby noise I hear?
Yeah, I'm so behind on the episodes. I don't know how, because I'm not doing anything, but also
you're
I have no
doing
time.
A lot. You're
I just don't understand.
Yeah,
like,
you're feeding
I'm awake
a child.
Most of the night with the baby, mm-hmm. waiting for my partner to wake up. It's like 8 a.m. and I'm just waiting for him to wake up to, like, come and give me a break.
The baby.
And then he comes downstairs. Well,
I'm
going to
eat you, baby.
And then it's at 1 o'clock.
Get in my belly.
And I just don't really understand what's going on. It's really weird. So, yeah, time doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it's like a weird...
Yeah,
it's a weird state you're in with a newborn.
It's 3:30 in the morning now. I found...
3 a.m.
A bit dizzy, that's why. I'm so tired. Having a newborn is as hard as everybody says it is.
I can't even.
Like,
imagine.
It's way better than I thought it'd be as well, but it's also as hard as everyone says it is.
Yes.
But anyway, so yeah, I'm super behind on episodes. I'm really, like, looking forward to getting caught up at some point. But I did just listen to the recent mailbag episode. When I told you guys I had the baby, you reacted super cute, so thank you. It was lovely. And obviously, after that, it was 5 days. That's finished. So yeah, basically, from when I started having contractions, it was 5 days long.
It's almost a week.
I can't imagine.
Fucking horrible. Like Melissa said, you have contractions, and then you're like, oh no,
oh no,
this is horrible.
I'd be like, rip it out.
Never felt anything like it. I understand now when you see things that are like your body can take, like, this many units of pain, but when you're in childbirth, like, you have this many units, and it's like way more.
It's really,
I get it.
Great. Yeah, it's really no.
I get it now. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so bizarre. Like, you do it, and then you're like, how did I do that? How did I just deal with that? Because honestly, I don't know.
It's all like a dream.
I'm never doing it again, for sure. But anyway,
until you do.
I had a horrible, horrible experience. Bit of a nightmare. I wasn't going to tell you guys about it.
Oh, no.
Just because I don't want to bang on about it. I don't want to be one of them people that has a baby and not talk about anything else. But
no,
you didn't tell me everything. I might actually tell you.
What happened?
I think she tells us.
I'm going to make it super short. Start to finish, it was 5 days from getting contractions at home to end up having the baby.
Okay, there's a next message. Oh no.
I hope it's okay.
Oh, no. Okay.
Hey, it's Becky again, part two. Nope, this was going to happen. anyway, the hospital staff, all the day staff, absolutely lovely. Couldn't do enough for you. And then day three, because I was like in and out of hospital constantly. I was driving back and forth.
Oh.
Because they just kept sending me home.
Right.
Oh, God.
So I was in the hospital and they checked me. Before I say any of this, I want to do a trigger warning for a traumatic hospital / birth experience. If you would be upset by anything like that, please just skip this. I don't want to upset anybody.
About to give birth.
She was checking me. And then she went, oh, your waters have just broke. And I was like, oh my God. So then I was like, right, your waters have broke. That's it. Time for you to go up to the labour ward. So then they sent me up to the labour ward. Couple of hours passed and my contractions were just like not consistent at all, like they were just all over the place.
Right.
So I was like, this is a bit weird. So someone on the labour ward checked me again and was like, yeah, your waters haven't broke properly. It's like a leak. They were just like a water balloon. It's like a puncture rather than actual pop.
Oh.
So she was like, it might be ages yet. You're going to have to go back down to the like pre-ward.
Oh my God.
So I'll go back down to this pre-ward. Well, they're all there. And they're like, you need to stay in now because it could go in his house. Then I have to stay overnight and your partner's out on the stairs. So I noticed that Melissa said that her partner had to sleep on a chair. And that's what it used to be like here in the UK, but they don't let you do that now.
Partners
have to leave after 9 p.m. and they can come back at 9 a.m. Unless you're on the active labour ward, any other ward, they have to go.
That sucks.
So we're there all day and I'm trying all sorts of stuff to get my waters to break and not happening. And then it gets to 9 p.m. and my partner has to leave, so he leaves. And then 10:30, they properly break, like 100%, no doubt about it, they broke. And so I'm in bed by myself and I'm like, oh my God, my waters are broke. I press the buzzer, nobody comes.
Oh.
So I'm like, right, I don't know what to do. So obviously I'm thinking, when they thought my waters had broke, they sent me straight upset. So I'm thinking, I need to go upstairs. Like, they've definitely upstairs to the labour ward.
Yeah, you can tell when you're
So I press the buzzer, no one comes, so I'm like, right. So I get myself out of bed, hobble into the hallway.
She got out of bed.
Contractions kick in big time, like real quick, as soon as the break. Really hurting me. I'm in agony. I'm in the hallway. Every couple of seconds, I'm like stopping. I'm like grabbing the wall.
Oh my God.
It's like a horror movie. Oh my God.
Why hasn't anyone come? Why isn't,
what the fuck?
Why is no one monitoring her? Oh my God.
It's like 28 days later or
Becky,
something.
This is part three. I'm sorry, but also you did say tell me everything, so...
No, I want to know.
I'm in absolute agony. I'm in the hallway. I can't find any staff members anywhere.
What the fuck? That's insane.
I can overhear them all in a room, all talking and watching TV.
Go in there.
So this is the
I'd lose my mind.
All the day staff, absolutely amazing. Every time I've met anyone, amazing. Day staff, all in a room watching TV, ignoring the buzzer that I'd been ringing. I'm in the hallway, in agony.
Fuck.
Clearly having major contractions. I'm there for about 25 minutes, right? Two different staff members came out separately, walked past me in the hallway, completely ignored me, just like pretended I wasn't there.
What?
It was mental. So now I'm like crying, like, oh my God, they're ignoring me, what do I do?
What?
I'm like thinking about ringing Chris and telling him to like come back and like,
I'm about to go to that hospital.
I started like really panicking. So after about 25 minutes, one of the staff members came out of the room, just went, are you okay?
No,
like, no,
no,
I'm not okay, my waters have broke.
Are you okay?
She was like, okay, I'll go get you some pads. I was like, I don't need pads, I need to go upstairs.
Pants.
She was like, no, pants? You don't need to go upstairs yet. I was like, what? Yeah, I do. I was like, I need to go upstairs. She was like, no, you're not in labor yet. I was like, I don't understand. I was like, you thought my waters broke this morning and you sent me straight upstairs.
Yeah.
No, my waters have actually broken, you're not sending me upstairs. She was like, oh, trust me, you're not there yet. You've got a while to go yet. And I was just like, what? I was like, I'm in agony. So anyway, she was like, oh, do you want me to go run you a bath? And I was like, no.
Oh, bad.
And she was like, I'll run you a bath. And I was like, I don't want a bath.
What?
I need to go upstairs, like, this baby's coming. And she was like, I'll go run you one. And if you don't use it, it don't matter, does it? And then just, like, walked off and left me.
I don't
so
want
there
fucking
again,
bath.
I found myself in agony in the hallway, in the dark. So after half an hour, I'm like, well, no one's coming back to see me. And like I said, my waters have broke, and after they break, they just leak. So I tried to go back to bed because I'm thinking I need some sleep, but it just kept leaking. So I was like, well, I'll go get in this bath then. Now she's done me. So I go in the bath for like 2 hours.
2 hours?
Just in pain, so much pain.
Look at the baby didn't pop out in there.
Hey, you okay? And I'm like, no, not really. Like, I need to go to the labor ward. And she's like, oh, I'm going to come in. And then she comes in and she's like, and I'm like, I need to go upstairs. I'm in pain. And she's like, oh, trust me, you're not in enough pain yet. If you was, you wouldn't be able to talk.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't have a choice. Like, I'm here by myself.
That's
I have
insane.
To communicate with you and tell you what I need and what I want. I don't really have much choice but to speak. I don't feel like it.
There's another. That's insane.
Oh, my God. That, the way that we treat women.
That's. They said that to me, too. They're like, you'll have your control. Like, if you, I got induced, so I didn't wait at home until right. I had contractions. But they said, like, you'll know that your contractions are bad enough to come in when you can't speak or when you're in so much pain that you can't talk. And I was like, I had contractions in the hospital. I could speak, but it was the worst pain I'd ever felt. And I could speak because that's just what you have to do. You're like, I'm in pain. I need an epidural.
Yeah. Also,
that's
I don't think
crazy.
They realize that, like, the threshold that that women have
oh,
for
yeah.
pain and how often we have to, like, just work and live
it's
through
so
pain.
It's so high. You're just, that's unfair. Okay, there's two more parts.
This is not a good advertisement for pregnancy.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So basically she's just not listening to me at all. And then she starts talking about it as if, like, it's some sort of bit because there's two other people. So she's like, yeah, don't worry, you're not there yet. There's you, there's father, and there's 7 feet. You're all pretty close, but you're not there yet. And I'm just thinking, why are you telling me about these other people? I don't care about
Yeah,
you know
other
I mean?
Patients.
I can't think of anything like that. But she's just saying it so casually. And she was like, no, trust me, you're not in enough pain. I was like, do you want me to start screaming? Do you want me to just start screaming these hallways down?
I would.
I was like, what do you want me to do? Like, I'm in agony. She was like, oh, your contractions are consistent enough. I was like, she said they're not close enough together. I was like, I can't even tell when they start and finish because they're so close together. Like,
yeah.
But she just wouldn't listen to me. And it got to the point where I felt so gaslighted. I started really doubting how I felt, and I started thinking, maybe I'm just being dramatic, maybe I'm just panicking.
No.
Like, she does this every day, do you know what I mean? Like, they know what they're doing, I must just be being dramatic. So I tried to go to bed, and I couldn't, and I was just in so much pain. My left hip was absolutely killing for some reason. Like, it was the contractions plus the major pain in my left hip. And they didn't offer me any pain relief or anything.
What?
I vaguely remembered my friend telling me to ask for the Pecodin injection. And it's not the epidural. It's like something that you can have before that, and it's just an injection.
Oh.
So I basically panicked. I was like, I want the injection. I need this Pecodin injection. I'm like, I can't cope anymore. And I was like, yeah, no worries. I'll go get you it. So I was, like, in my room, the only sort of not comfortable, but the least painful position I could be in is basically, like, crouched and like a frog sort of thing.
Oh.
So I was crouched next to my bed.
Oh.
And she came in with these two injections and was like, oh, this one's a Pecodin injection, this one's an anti-sickness one, so it'll make you feel sick. Didn't ask any more questions, didn't do any checks or anything, just gave me these two horrible injections and then left me. And within 2 minutes, the whole world just went blurry and fuzzy. And I was just crouched there, and all I could think was, I need to get on this bed because...
She wasn't even on the bed?
I'm going to be laid on the floor, and they're not going to come and check on me. So I dragged myself up on the bed and passed out for 3 hours.
This feels like malpractice, honestly.
8 in the morning, started texting Chris. not speak in English at all. And Chris saw my messages and was like, oh, I need to get there now. Yeah. So Chris rushed to the hospital. And then they swapped shifts. So then all the lovely day stuff started. The first one came in the room and was like, morning, Becky, how are you doing? Took one look at me and was like, oh my God, you are not a...
Okay, there's a next part. See, that sucks about having her her dude having to leave, because like if he was there, he could have like helped her.
An advocate or something. It sucks though that she can't be her own believe a woman who's giving birth being like, I'm in extreme pain. And also give a sedative to a pregnant woman who's crouched on the floor.
Like on the floor?
Not wait for her to get back up into the bed or help her onto the bed or stay or monitor her. It's just like...
Because this is like the experience I had is that people kept coming in my room every 10 to 15 minutes to check on me. That just seemed like a thing that they do. This seems like no one was checking on her.
This night shift seems like it was not...
Night shift? Okay, we got one more message.
It's Becky again. I think this might be a new record, but here we are.
No,
biggest day of my life, so kind of warranted. So she's like, oh, you're not okay. Starts checking the baby's heart rate. Baby's heart rate is all over the place. She's like, so much wrong here. So she presses his panic buzzer. Five people surrounded me. Chris turns up. He walks in the room. There's everybody around me. They're putting me in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
He's like, what the hell is going on? They take me up to the labor ward and check me, and I'm 7 centimeters dilated. And literally, they're just like, oh, my God, you're 7 centimeters dilated.
That's crazy.
What have you been doing downstairs all night? And I was crying. Like, I told them I tried to tell him all night.
Oh my God, this is infuriating.
But yeah, it was just an absolute nightmare. And honestly, like, literally PTSD. That was the worst night of my life. Oh, I just can't imagine having a worse time than that. Just being in so much pain all night, being ignored, not being listened to, properly gaslighted. Just horrible, horrible, horrible.
Like, you gotta write a letter to that hospital.
And I'm only able to talk about it now because I've told, like, all family and friends. So I mean, like, I've gone over the story, like, quite a lot. So, kind of like therapy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So anyway, the reason my hip hurts so much and the baby's heart rate was going up and down is because the cord was wrapped around baby's neck. So their head was, like, on the side. So it got me to start pushing. And the baby couldn't get out because its head was tilted.
Oh my god.
In my hip. That's why my hip was hurt so much.
Oh my god.
I didn't have a C-section, but they had to cut me and I had forceps and stuff. It was really horrible. And I very nearly had a C-section.
Wow.
I didn't, so that was lucky. But baby's here and it's all good, but absolutely horrible and negligent.
Yes.
On another level.
Yes.
And I'm certainly going to be putting a complaint in. I haven't done it yet because obviously I've got a newborn. I've got a lot going on.
Of course.
Just trying to get some sleep at the minute. But I'm going to be 100% making a complaint because it was absolutely atrocious.
That sucks.
I just can't believe that we treat people like that. And the night staff obviously just clock in, don't want to do any work. So just ignore everybody. Yeah, crazy. But anyway, I'm gonna end this now because I don't want to do another one. But thanks for listening. All I can say to anyone that's having a baby is just put your foot down. Don't take no for an answer. Because I honestly just wish I started screaming. I just wish I kicked off and just started literally screaming the police down so that they listen to me more. I wish I was less polite. But here we are. Anyway, love you all. Keep doing what you're doing. Keeping me sane. yeah. Goodbye.
Oh my God. I am furious.
If anyone listening knows a lawyer from England, that's where Becky is, right? England?
Yes.
Contact Becky in the Discord.
Man.
Girl, I think you got a lawsuit on your hands or
like,
something.
What?
That is horrible.
If she's like, oh, my hip hurts, they're like, here, we'll just inject you with some painkillers. Not even checking where the fucking baby is inside of her.
Yeah, how dilated you are.
And to be 7 centimeters and be like, oh, whoops, you have the baby now. Like, why was
that's the opposite
experience that I had. And like, I can't imagine. Like,
it's supposed
to be like the best experience of your life, best day of your life or whatever. Yeah. And like, you had to deal with that. I'm so sorry.
I'm glad that it's over with.
Baby's good.
Yeah, seriously. Healthy. I'm glad you have support. We support you. We will be character witnesses.
I will be character witness. Of character witness. That's fucked that they make your partner leave.
That's crazy.
That doesn't make sense. I don't know. That's crazy. What if she just like had the baby overnight?
Maybe it wasn't even a rule, and like they just said that because they didn't want They didn't want to deal with it. Fucking crazy, man.
Fucking crazy.
I'm so sorry. Anyways, guys, that was it for this episode. Thank you so much for calling in. Love to all of you. Join our Discord if you guys want to talk to other members of the community. But I think you have to join our Patreon. You have to join the Patreon to join the Discord. All right, guys. Have a good night. Good evening.
Good night and good luck.
And good luck. Bye.
Bye.
Powered by Acast.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.